me the Bible, star of gladness gleaming.
You are now listening to Salvation by Grace with Brother David Wilkerson, a member of the Kings Road Baptist Church located at 180 South Glen Street in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Jesus came to seek and save the lost.
I thank the Lord once again for this another opportunity it is to be able to come and to preach the gospel of my Lord Jesus Christ, to preach the precious book, the Word of God, King James Version Bible, by the way. That's the book for me. That's the book that was preached to me that the Lord convicted my heart with. And the Lord gave me eyes to see through this word, through a real man of God preaching to me out of the King James Version Bible. And moreover, he practiced what he preached. So therefore, what he preached had power behind it. And thank God, it got past my mind. It got it down into my heart. And the Lord spoke peace to my heart. He gave me hope. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, the Bible says. It divides us asunder soul and spirit and joint and marrow. It gives us a discernment or an understanding of the very secret intent and thought of our heart. The Word of God, it'll cut you apart. It'll both give you hope and conviction at the same time. The Lord convicted my heart by the preaching of the Word of God. I was groping around in darkness. I was already condemned in my heart, but the Word of God elevated that condemnation and that darkness that was already in me, and the Lord illuminated myself before me, and I seen myself as a sinner, and I seen myself of where I was headed. I was headed to hell without the Lord Jesus Christ. And I understood through the preaching of the Word of God that the only way from earth to heaven is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. It's not through Buddha. It's not through the Hindu religion. It's not through calling on Allah. It's not the Muslim religion. The Bible talked about there be gods many. There be different types of religions. And the Bible talked about that in time past. God winked at the ignorance of all the religions and all the idols that mankind set up out of the imagination of their own mind and out of the imagination of their own heart, and by the fabrication of their own hands, creating things out of wood and stubble and creating some sort of god out of that, or worshiping some sort of star or meteorite that fell down from the sky, and so on and so forth. Man is filled with ignorance and chaos and confusion, but thank God the Lord brought down the perfect plan of salvation, and it came through the Jewish seed, through the Israelites, because of faithful Abraham. Faithful Abraham was a friend of God. He walked with God, and God promised him that he would give him a son in his old age, and that that through that seed, through his son, when he was in old age, he says, your son, he said, he shall be the father of many nations, and through him and through thy seed, all nations shall be blessed. And the Lord has fulfilled that, but he was bringing salvation down to mankind. And it was prophesied about in Genesis chapter 3. That same conquering seed, that promise, was promised then and reiterated to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And finally, in the household of David, the prophet arose. The Son of God came down the sin-cursed world, just as was prophesied about. A virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. Thank God. God got down and tabernacled among men. He took upon himself the likeness of sinful flesh, but yet he was born of above. He was born by the will of the Father, not the lust of the flesh. He knew no sin. He was born a virgin birth, and that seed came from above. There was no lust involved. Jesus is pure and holy, and he had the immaculate conception, the immaculate birth, the immaculate life, the immaculate death, and the immaculate, he arose from the dead. Thank God, he ever liveth, and he's immaculately living right now on the right hand of the mercy seat, right hand of the Father, on the real mercy seat that God pitched in heaven and not man. Thank God, he looking down on the affairs of mankind's life, and he's crying out to a lost and dying world. He shed his blood, but he's crying out. He's drawing all men to where he died at the cross of Calvary, where the blood was shed. That's where your atonement is at. That's where the fountain of youth is at. That's where eternal life is at. It's at Calvary. It's through the shed blood. It's through the eternal blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The life is in the blood, and outside the shedding of the blood, there shall be no remission of sins. And Jesus laid down his life, and there's only one way from earth to heaven, only one name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, and that name is Jesus Christ. And the Holy Ghost was sent back to lift up only one name, and that name is the ever lovely Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, God's divine sacrifice, God's truth. Thank God, Jesus Christ, full of grace and full of truth. He is the way. He is the life. He is the truth. And there is no other way from earth to heaven outside the shedding of his precious blood. And you must go to Calvary. And I'm trying to tell you how to get there. Spiritually speaking, just receive with meekness the engrafted word that you're hearing and call on the name of Jesus Christ and believe in that sacrifice. Believe in whom God had sent. Jesus said, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom God had sent. And God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son in the sin-cursed world to bleed, suffer, and die, to take our place on the cross, to take our place in hell, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, could not perish, would not perish, but have eternal, everlasting life. And thank God, you can have eternal life today in the midst of your prayer. He's just one earnest, open, honest prayer away. With a broken heart and a contrite spirit, you can ring the prayer bells of heaven. You can lock hold to the horns of the altar and pray through and call on the name of Jesus Christ and admit you're a sinner and give up sin and give up yourself. And call on him with all your being. He'll save you. The scripture says right here in Matthew chapter 16 of how to get saved, you got to give up yourself. It says right here in verse 24 in Matthew chapter number 16, it says, then said Jesus unto his disciples, he says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. But you got to deny yourself. You got to deny your sins. You got to deny your ambitions. You got to want the Lord above silver and gold and houses and mothers and fathers and wives and sons and daughters and material things and all the shiny trinkets of the devil. Now, some of those things I named are good, but you're to have no other gods before the Lord. And you got to come to him and deny yourself and give up yourself. And furthermore, it says in verse 25, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. If you try to save your life as far as hanging on to your ambitions and hanging on to your sins and your little lifestyle that you set up and your little circle and your little world, if you try to keep that and save that, you're going to lose out. You're going to lose your eternal soul. But whosoever will lose his life, Jesus said, for his name's sake, you shall find it. You got to give up yourself, lose your life. Give it all over to the Lord, and then you'll find what life's all about. You'll find peace and contentment and joy and life's only meaning, and you'll have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. This is real, and his spirit will get alive in you, and he'll put a brand new nature in you, and he'll cut out that old heart of stone that you're born with that's corrupted in sin. And he'll put a brand new heart of flesh in you, and he'll breathe in his holy presence, and you'll never be the same. Therefore, if any man's in Christ, he's a new creature, a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become brand new when you get saved. For he says, whosoever shall save his life, you're going to lose it. But if you would turn your life over to the Lord, you'll find life and have life more abundantly. He says in verse 26, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. If you want to be part of the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, he's in a process of setting up. You got to come to him. You got to forsake your life. You got to give your life over to the altar of sacrifice. Jesus sacrificed his life at Calvary. His blood, his spirit, his soul was made an offering for sin. He gave his all. And in order to have this wonderful salvation, we got to give our whole heart to him. We got to give our life to him. And I tell you, you're not going to be giving up anything that you really need. In giving up things in this world, you're gaining. You're going to gain eternity. Heaven is for you, and heaven is for me. You'll be gaining heaven. You'll be an heir of God, a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll have an eternal inheritance that shall never fade away. But seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness first, and the rest in life is added. But if you try to gain the whole world, and what if you was to gain a great portion of the whole world, but yet in the process lose your soul? What shall you give in exchange for your soul? Nothing is more valuable than one soul, than your soul, than my soul. I tell you, there's nothing more precious. The Bible says the redemption of your soul is precious. And for God so loved the world that he gave his son for the sin-cursed world. And even if it was only one person that was lost, God still would have gave his son just to save that one. But I'm seeking to say, you can try to gain the whole world. And some people do make a great name for themselves. Their name is written in neon lights. And they're a great movie star or a great sports athlete or a great songwriter and singer and maybe president and so on and so forth. May gain a whole great part of the world. But if you lose your soul, what shall you profit? What shall you give in exchange for your soul? You'd be better off being a pauper. Be better off being a beggar and going through life with just very little and being born again, because heaven is waiting us. Eternity is waiting us. Today, we're only here on the earth just for a short span. Three scores, the Bible talked about 80 years by reason of strength, but we're not promised tomorrow, but God's mercy is upon us, and he's watching over us and extending his mercy toward us, but we're not promised tomorrow, but in the strength of our quality of days, we'll only see roughly 80 years, and some go beyond that because of God's mercy. But I tell you, that's just a small time frame compared to eternity. Please don't let the temporal things in this world bog you down and let the devil steal your soul, because he will. And he's got you bound up by the things of the world. If the love of the world is in you, the love of the Father is not in you. Give up the world and you can be saved. I gave up the world over 28 years ago. And I tell you, I just started living. I started breathing in reality on the inside. I came alive like a rose that blossomed. Thank God, in the springtime, the Lord, he quickened my spirit and made me alive. And I've been in newness of life. And it's been a joy, joy unspeakable, a life just full of glory, because I called on him like everyone needs to call on him, with that simple prayer of a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and pray through. And don't let up until the light breaks through. And you'll know what I'm talking about. See, my time's already quickly come and gone again today. God bless you. In Jesus' name we pray today. And amen.
Give me the Bible, Star of Gladness.
Thank you for listening to Salvation by Grace with Brother David Wilkerson of the Kings Road Baptist Church, located at 180 South Glen Street in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Since Jesus came to seek and save the lost.